That was great. I've been took care of for a while.
20 questions on every subject we can think of.
I thought we were about to get away.
20? Yes, sir.
You covered it about 18 days. Didn't have any required very long answers. Yes, sir.
The lead, of course, is that there are a lot of leads, but the key leads are the two, the devaluation. UP's leading one lead or two, and the other the devaluation. Talk to Shanks, he's delighted with that. You know, but that was out put out the way you did it. Then the aid, the Hanoi aid coming out of security and defense budgets. They got their follow-up that they've always wanted, and that was fine. Good tone.
You're here, we'll talk about Rose's friends and the president. I mean, have you already worked that out?
No, I haven't. I had the list.
Is that
the thing to do with the
This is Mary. That's for you. And then the one that he's going to make up for you to give people what you gave him. I worked on trying to push away the horse.
You know, I made a crack that really killed him. I know that it's more sophisticated, but I don't think anybody presented it right there. But I said, you know, this matter of prime minister says that the tables are crowded tonight. I wanted to know why. I said, the normal procedure when we have a White House dinner is always to invite about 20% more than we expect, because we always, a lot of coming forward, and we get too much. I said, in this instance, Madam Prime Minister, we had no refusals. Everybody came. And they just laughed at me. I said, and I'm with the broken friends.
Many times, with their friends, they believe.
And the place came apart. But gosh, I have never seen Rose. You should have seen the jewelry.
Oh, that.
God. They had, I saw emeralds, I saw diamonds.
Some of them are theirs and some of them they rent. They're just like the ones that go down to my
street. She saw one that had a ring on her finger. The diamond was 50 carats. It was so big she had to wear it on the third finger rather than the fourth.
They rented?
The ones in Miami Beach, the ones here from the town.
They rented?
But let me say, no, this group though was so high class that it was not marriage. This was a very, it was in good taste. It's not that, you know, you get the usual Jewish parties and they are just trash. But, God, you should have seen. I never saw the better, it's the best dressed car we've ever had in for years.
Well, they have all learned, don't they? One day they have
to. I must say, though, one dinner like that's enough.
I was going to say, one evening with all. We tried, but it was all hard to squeeze.
Well, I didn't say, thank God we had Billy Graham and John Conover, except the cabin was only two Gentiles I saw there.
Well, there were a few others, but there were few of our too, because you just, when to fight off the people at Shriver and Max Bishop kept adding, and the people who
called. I'll tell you what, that flavor was great.
Take that, I was not getting it here.
I was going to ask you to do one thing, which I think would be nice. I would like for him and his mother to be invited to a dinner, just to attend on, because he had asked for his mother, according to Pat, to come, and that we couldn't invite her.
Well, it would have to be two of his friends, and then his mother, and then his father.
Yeah.
And we were just so proud of
him. Invite him and his mother.
Well, so I think that the father.
All right, Mom. But boy, was he great. He's so
I think it'd be good to have him to another. I think it's nice to have a chance to a dinner.
The point about him is that he didn't come. He was invited. The yellow one didn't come. And he didn't come to the
dinner. Well, he's like most good.
No, he said no. He says, I have to be exclusion for it before. Boy, it showed he was fantastic. Unbelievable. He got two encores in that room, which is
well, and you can understand that, because when you're going to make a speech.
Well, you realize, too, what he did. He played the piano for almost an hour, totally remembering. Now that is a hell of a thing to do.
Oh, he is absolutely fantastic. I thought that night at the
inaugural,
at the inaugural.
I was thinking one thing I might do, I've got an art family, that I may write Joe and Lyne and suggest that I would like for him to be invited to accompany the Barclay Symphony to play with us. He played at Russia Symphony. Army likes
it. They perform so beautifully.
And that would be a way to pay him off like nobody's business. I worked it out so that the ranks are hot tonight, that he doesn't have a girl, so I invited Maxine Cheshire. Maxine Cheshire could be the queen for a while. Wouldn't that be great? That would help us out.
That's so funny. Somebody said the other night that, you know, that's all I think. So they talked about this stuff. But Francis, the attorney, came into town. She talked to Edward Williams, who will not handle the case for Cheshire.
He won't.
He's the post-turtle, but, you know, but they said that this very smooth guy, I don't understand whether the story is true or not. He came in town. Somebody said, well, my client is willing to make one statement. And, well, he'd be willing to say that if necessary, he'd increase the price to $5. I didn't think that.
Well, I'll tell you there, she's a bad person. I'm glad we had to have some out here, and I'm glad we're having it.
I am too.
For the Italian dinner, everybody was.
Was that where you're going to have it?
Yeah. Well, you see, the Italian prime minister's coming. I had already invited him earlier. It would have been a terrible affront to him if we had not had it. And so now it'll cool off, and nobody's going to question it. A few.
Well, that's
he's a great entertainer, but that's the way those people in Hollywood talk to each other. They really do.
Well, and look, if it hadn't been the time of operation, it would have been. But at any rate, Cheshire has been asking for that for a long time.
Sure.
Since
I saved Drew Pearson's life, you know.
Yeah, I was not going
to
take care of it.
I got to Drew Pearson and Donnelly, and they saw Ray Potter and Donnelly in the men's room. I went down there to get my coat, and here was Joe McCartney had her on the throat. And Pearson was shaking and trembling, and I came in, come on, Joe, come on. And so Joe proceeded then to the dean, and they were like, and then Joe.
He waited, yeah, and I always thought it was a big thing, it was a bad timing, and you know, but it would have been
off. Well, it was just injury, so he said.
That press conference was great. But Pat Malinoff, has he lost his mind?
Well, he's had an operation. I've done everything I can.
Well, that's right. We had a nice
yes,
he was
handled well.
He was handled beautifully. But I saw him at that party with Will Edwards over at the Carlton
that
night. And
he,
I really, I think the
poor guy's
lost his mind.
But he was handled well.
Who was the girl that asked the question about the dean going
on? Leslie Stahl of CBS.
Leslie Stahl.
That voice before, that was the one question I didn't know.
Yeah. What is the, on the other thing though, you've got are we getting pretty good acceptances from the Congress on this, or the Democrats going to come or not, or only the Southerners? I don't care.
For the
Senate,
it's a pretty good acceptance, but I tell you, I think the ones who regret now having this group are those that Timmons is saying, somebody who regretted church the last time, he invited them already.
No.
I think that makes it cheap.
No, no, no.
Well, done for this one. They already had, he just sent it to Soda, but I don't think we should do that once they regret.
No, the point is, they regret that particularly if they don't let you know.
Well, but if they regret and don't, and they're not sick or they don't say, if they regret with a good excuse, that's right.
That's right. But if they just regret it, don't invite them again. Can this is not to make sure this occurs before Sunday. You just take those. And don't you just rule them all out on that, because he's not supposed to do that. That's right. Why we're doing it only so we can say we invited
them. I know, and if you
invite them. And we're inviting them, these are organized, and we just got to say we invited them, so we've done it now. And the churches look to cut with Catholic the next time it's in Cody. I had hoped you could, well, we can't.
They've already got
we didn't get a choice. We should have loaded more of our Catholics in the back.
Yeah, see, we have no choice because we have 100 of them.
Cody will do a good job. Oh, Rose, do one other thing. On the church service, I want to open the upstairs for it. You know, that gives them something extra. Even though most of the congressmen see it. But they all love the upstairs, and I don't mind it. I can't for the evenings because Sammy Davis will be sleeping up there, you know.
For every church service?
Church service. Well, this congressman. I think generally I would like that as a policy, yes.
I was going to say, does congressmen have all this through
last night,
such
congressman? No, see, but
why don't you start with the one that
no, the freshmen have been through. I gave them
that. There's one that's congressional.
And those old ones have all been through. Why don't you start it with your next one, maybe? Special people sometimes. question, but you know.
Okay, well, maybe what you do, watch the daily schedule, and if you see somebody on it sometime, it would mean a great deal to, you know,
part about
where the money will come from for the aid. Amnesty they may pick up again because that was well handled in particular context with that UPI poll out today. So UPI would probably get that.
Where I said they may pick up the idea that the Congress will.
Yeah, but you know the UPI, you had
poll the Senate.
Right.
Isn't it just as well as the Senate?
Absolutely.
Sure.
The black answer was a knock that out of the park.
The throwaway.
Use that. Gray is way down. That's a second, third day story. The Watergate stuff will be at the bottom of the stories.
Well,
maybe second, third day story.
Also, I got that. You notice, Ron, we set the stage for some future things where I said I would not comment on a hearing or some process. I wasn't going to comment on Watergate calls on repeal. And it also wasn't going to, and we would cooperate with her as long as, did you notice I said this? It was
Both candidates for political parties.
Both political parties conducted.
That's going to be, that'll be a good, that story will carry because he's structuring his hearing not to do that.
Not to do both parties.
I may be wrong, that's my understanding. I might be wrong on that. Dean is a fellow.
You ought to hit the point and say we expect to get even handed this investigation. And also, you can hand this, for example, by a fair hearing, the president needs no hearsay evidence. No hearsay evidence, no guilt by association.
The way you handled the Dean thing with Leslie Stahl was good to show. Of course not. Well, of course not. Your counsel's not going to go up there and testify before.
Just like every president.
Sure.
But we said we furnish information.
That's right.
So you have the proper circumstances, and then we would kind of do it through that.
But the evaluation, as you said.
Well,
Mitchell thing was handled well, but that's not common.
Mitchell wasn't there. What we say now that?
Well, you're not going to make any hit. Clark's question was one related to a principle.
Yeah.
This relates to the hearing, and I'm not going to comment on the hearing.
Let the Senate look into it. I think you should follow the practice, unless we find that Kerry goes overboard, like you could say. It's that I'm not going to comment on the charges that are made in hearings. Or in court, in the process. Unless we make a command decision at a certain time, it is so unfair that you have to come to press it. In other words, it's the job of the authority to answer these things, to get these attacks in. That's the way to do that.
President, we have the Bar Association representatives here in this
Thank you.